8:39 on another cold and snowy Wednesday morning this week. And we're going to start to warm up slowly by the end of the week. Friday afternoon, we might get above freezing. We'll have a few more snow showers this afternoon. But temperatures starting to moderate a bit. We've still got a lot of P1s without power or off and on power because of these rolling blackouts. And I know being a part of the rolling blackouts, it's very hard to deal with mentally because you have no idea when they're going to hit you. You have no idea how long you'll have power, how long you'll be without it. It's really a terrible situation. We thought we would, speaking of Zoom calls, as we were last segment, we thought we would carry a Zoom call here on the air in this segment for you. Joining us now via Zoom is our sports psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he's written or co-written more than 5,000 books. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Good morning, guys. Do you have me?
Yes, we have.
We
can
see you.
Oh, look at you guys. Oh, you look wonderful. It's so good to see you guys on the Zoom call. George, you look very happy.
Oh, well, I guess I am, given that.
With your North Texas hat on, and it looks like you're wearing a mean green tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. And Craig. Oh, my goodness, Craig, looking handsome. Are you shirtless, or is that just kind of a form-fitting buff-colored T-shirt you're wearing?
No, I am. I do the show shirtless these days, yes. And you're looking very well yourself.
Well, Craig, you have like a smoldering Bourdain pre-suicide sensuality to you on Zoom call. I don't know if that's a filter or not.
Dr. Maxwell, please.
So how do you think I look, huh?
You look well. You look like
fine,
you're...
Yeah.
You know, you look like you're hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm doing something different with my hair. You notice that? Frosted tips here?
Yeah,
frosted tips.
I don't know if that works with a man your age, but whatever floats your boat.
I didn't, you know, I'm just experimenting, trying something different. You know, I didn't want to go full color, so I just the tips, you know, just trying it out just a little bit. Just to see if I like it. And so, you know, it's just something different. So, you know, I wanted to come on here and talk a lot about the, get a little bit about the psychological aspects of what we're going through right now with this weather. We talk so much about the strain on the electrical power grid, but we don't often talk about the drain on the psychological power grid.
Yes, and that would be great for you to help all of our listeners who are going through this.
Yes, this kind of cold weather is a stark reminder of just how vulnerable we all truly are.
Yes, indeed.
And that's why I've brought a few beaks with me, if I could
what?
Here. A few beaks.
Beaks!
The things you read, you idiot!
Oh, books, okay.
Well, you turn so quickly, we just couldn't understand you.
I have this one here, as you can see. This is a nice book. It's called, you probably can read the title, but your listeners can't, of course. We're on a Zoom call. You can read it, but they can't. This is When the Power Goes Down, the Depression Goes Up. And it's a book I just wrote with Charles Haley.
Okay.
And it kind of tells about kind of the roller coaster ride that you'll be on psychologically when the weather goes bad like this and you lose power. So, and Charles did all the drawings in it. So you can see it looks, it's kind of a little bit of refrigerator art look to it, but okay.
Sure enough, yeah.
What's a roller coaster?
I mean,
what's a ruler coaster?
I have no idea what George is talking about. This one I actually got for you, George. This book right here, you can see it. This is a kind of an autobiographical memoir. It's a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
It's called My Power Never Went Out by Tony Romo. Just kind of rubbing it in.
Well, there's no doubt he's kept power this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
But rolling blackouts can certainly cause rolling depression.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure that you eat well, that you keep your calorie intake up. You need to drink plenty of water. You need to get exercise, and you need to do something to take your mind off of the coldness that you may feel inside your own home if you're without power. You know, do something that you enjoy, whether that's looking at old pics of John Stamos, or...
Whoa. Is that something you enjoy?
It could be anything. I'm just saying. And, you know, stay inside. Stay warm. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of your female listeners out there, if you have someone you love, you know, maybe this is a good time for a little cuddling, huh? I recommend getting under the covers and tangling legs with him, and then turning over and letting him spoon you so you can feel his undulating hips grinding against your backside.
Okay, just say spending time together is good enough. You don't have to go into...
And then you feel his hand move to your throat, and then you notice that your own privates are also becoming stiff.
All right. Dr. Maxwell.
What?
Please.
I'm so sorry.
Snap out of it.
Another thing you could do to get exercise is you can dance. And I'd like to kind of show you guys this dance that I'm doing.
Wow, look at that.
See how I'm dancing? Oh, God.
That's a lot of gyrating.
What is that?
Dr. Maxwell, that's the most ridiculous dance I've ever seen.
There? It's a beautiful dance that I've done. And I've also got one more boop before I let you go here.
Okay, one more boop.
This one is... What?
One more boop.
What did you say, Huge?
One more book.
Yes, one more book. That's what I said. That's what I said, you fool. I said the book. This one is great. I just came out with this one. This is called You've Lost Power, But I'm Still a Billionaire by Eric Kott. And he is the CEO of Ergot.
I had him on yesterday.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear about that. That's fascinating. I'm so alone.
We're with you. We're with you. What happened to Nicholas? We're alone, Dr. Maxwell. We're always here for you.
He left me. I must go. I cannot speak.
Oh, no. What just happened?
Very strange.
I don't see him on the Zoom anymore. I hope he's okay.
It looked like he clicked on leave room.
Maybe we'll try to call him later just to check on him.
Oh, sorry.
Did you get a hold of him, Gordon?
No, I couldn't. Dr. Maxwell, are you there? Do you hear us?
I think he's gone.
No, he's gone. All right, there's Dr. Carl.
I'm gone, bitch!
Oh, man, that was loud.
He's gone crazy.
What's going on? All right, it is 8:46 on the ticket.